It felt like something that I shouldn't be feeling, because she had her wife, and even though it was a scene, and she had her wife, and I had Vanessa and kitties, and yeah.
When would you say your romantic relationship with Miss Hurd actually began, if not in that moment?
Well, I think there was something in the kiss in the shower that was very real. So that day after work, Miss Hurd had come to my trailer, and I was just sitting there listening to actually old blues stuff, and we had a glass of wine, and we kissed. And at that point, my trailer was the only trailer in the parking lot. She had a mind to stay in the trailer there for a while with me, and I didn't think that was a very good idea on any level, especially since there were about 9 Teamsters waiting to move the trailer. And then that was that. Until whenever we did the first day of the press junket for the Rum Diary in Los Angeles 2 years later, and she had broken up, I believe, with her wife, and my. For lack of a, my wife, we weren't married, but she was, of course, my wife, Vanessa. We had some not so great situations, you know. She was stuck in America. She wanted to go back to France. She wanted to have her life back. She's a well-known singer there. And that's not long out there, right around then is when Miss Hurd and I started to see each other here and there, occasionally.
Between the end of the filming of the Rum Diary and the press junket, did you and Miss Hurd communicate at any time in between?
I don't remember. I remember that there was a white dress that she really was infatuated with, that she really loved this dress that she wore in the film, and so I went to Colleen Atwood, the costume designer, and to Bruce, and I said, "Do you think we can snag this white dress and send it to Amber, you know, after she'd wrapped, because she loved the thing." I remember talking to her, I think, then, but briefly.
What did you like about Miss Hurd when you first started your romantic relationship?
She seemed to be. She seemed to be the. She seemed to be the perfect partner, in a sense, in my head, for me, because she, as I said, she seemed to be very knowledgeable about old obscure blues music that I listened to and really liked. She was literate. She was sweet, funny, nice, all those things, you know. And she was, and from the beginning of our relationship at that time, for a good year, a year and a half, she was wonderful. And then things just started to change, or things started to reveal themselves, that's, I think, is a better way to put it.
You mentioned earlier in your testimony that Miss Hurd would take off your boots when you would get home from work. What other types of behaviors did you observe in Miss Hurd early in the relationship?
Little things that you would kind of, that it would just, the, you'd question in the back of your mind, you know, if she wanted to go to bed, I'd say, oh, well, I can't sleep, you know, right now. And rather than go and just lay in a bed and stare at the ceiling, I would say, I'll just watch, I'll be out here watching TV or hanging out. And that was just not acceptable. Just not acceptable. It would stir up some rather unusual reactions from her. I didn't understand why I, as a 50-something-year-old man, was not allowed to go to sleep when I wanted to, as opposed to when she wanted to. It started out with little things like that. And again, they just, they eventually, they just, I suppose like anything, if they're allowed to continue, then they are allowed to grow. They're allowed to blossom into whatever they're going to become.
What were you and Miss Hurd's nicknames for each other?
I called her Slim.
Why is that?
I called her Slim because of the film that I had given her to watch, in terms of stillness, was Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart. And I called her Slim, and she called me Steve, which was Lauren Bacall's and Humphrey Bogart's nicknames for each other in the film. That was their names in the film. And it you know, it wasn't lost on me the fact that there was an age difference, and that my God, when Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, that's when they met on that film, he was 45 years old and she was 19. And they stayed together for many years, until Bogart passed away. So, yeah, the there was a kind of a joke, I acknowledged the fact that I was the old craggy bogey and she was this beautiful creature, just this stunning creature.
When did you first meet Ms. Hurd's parents?
I first met Ms. Hurd's parents when they had come out to Los Angeles, I believe, and yeah, I feel like that I met them. I think they came to my place, to my studio, and they were two completely opposite end of the spectrum people. Paige she was an angel. She was an angel. And I loved her very much. I loved her instantly. And we had a very good relationship. Her father, David, was the opposite end of that. He was this outrageous kind of, almost like a cartoon cowboy, you know. And he was, the initial thought, I mean, my initial kind of definition for David would have been rascally, like a rascal, you know. But I grew to love them both very much, as well as her sister Whitney. And yes, it felt like I'd been welcomed into some sort of family. I had been accepted into this family, and those relationships stayed solid until just a bit after we'd separated.
How often did you spend time with Ms. Hurd's parents during your relationship with Ms. Hurd?
Quite a lot. I used to have a boat, and we would go, we would take her parents, her family, and we'd go sail the boat and, you know, drop anchor at the island, and we would spend a week, 2 weeks, whatever, on the boat, on the island. They would come to Los Angeles quite a bit. We also would go to Austin here and there to see them, visit them. Every year we would, on their anniversary, I had a friend of mine who had a restaurant in Austin, like a very good restaurant in Austin, and I'd call him up and basically set it up so that every year on their anniversary they could just go there, and they'd be taken care of and there would be no bill, so they could just celebrate. And I think one of the things we did was, yes, we would try to order them car. So that they could drink. I was very fond of them, very fond of them.
Now you mentioned Ms. Hurd's sister Whitney. When did you first meet Whitney?
I don't remember exactly when I met Whitney the first time, but I